Which person in our church needs spiritual care the most?
在我们教会当中，哪一个人最需要啊属灵上面的照顾呢？
Some would say those who are struggling with doubts need the most spiritual care because if they don't find answers to their questions, they may lose their faith.
那有些人说哦，可能是在属灵上面有很多疑问的人，因为他们如果没有得到解答的话呢，他们就会失去他们的信仰了。
Others would say that new believers need the most care because if they don't get good discipleship, they may remain immature Christians for the rest of their lives.
那有些人说哦，可能是刚信主的基督徒呢，最需要这些属灵上的照顾，因为如果没有喂养的话呢，他们永远都是不成熟的基督徒。
Others would say seekers who are not yet Christians.Yet need the most care because if they don't experience genuine love from Christians and if they don't get answers to their questions, they may never become Christians and they will never receive eternal life.
有些人说，是那些那个慕道者，他们还没有信主的人最需要这些关注，因为如果他们是没有得到基督徒真正的爱，也没有得到帮助的话，他们的问题没有得到解答的话，那他们可能就永远失去这个永恒的。
But according to the Apostle Paul, the people in our church who need the most spiritual care are the church elders. In particular, the people who need the most care are the elders who preach and teach.
但是呢，根据使徒保罗说的呢，在教会里面最需要属灵上面关照的呢，其实是教会的长老，尤其是呢是这个讲道还有教导的长老们。
In other words,The Apostle Paul says that the pastors in our church need the spiritual care the most.
也就是说，使徒保罗说，教会里面的牧师是最需要属灵上面的照顾的。
The Apostle Paul held to this conviction because he understood the spiritual principle that the greater potential for spiritual influence, the greater need for extraordinary care.
那使徒保罗他是坚持这样子的信念的，因为他知道说，你对别人的影响的潜在这个不，你对别人的影响越大的话呢，你就越需要格外的照顾。
Why should we prioritize caring for the pastors in our church?
为什么我们需要优先的来照顾教会的牧师呢
？After all, it would appear that we have it all together already.
是不是其实牧师呢，他们看起来应该什么都会吧？
We've already attended seminary.
他们已经读了神学院了。
We have been discipled by mature Christian leaders.
啊，这些牧师呢，也已经让成熟的基督徒已经门徒训练过他们了。
But as Christians, we need to be as wise as serpents, but as innocent as doves, because Satan is as wise as a serpent.
但是身为基督徒呢，我们真的是需要灵巧像蛇，寻良像鸽子，因为撒旦他们也是灵巧像蛇。
He is an expert strategist who knows the principle that if the shepherd does not receive adequate care, the sheep won't receive adequate care either.
因为呢，撒旦呢，他是策略专家，他就知道说，如果牧羊人没有受到足够的照顾的话，那他的羊群呢，也没有不会有良好的照顾。
You see, the sheep will only be as healthy as their shepherd.
因为这些羊呢，他们的健康程度呢，是跟牧羊的健康程度成正比了。
So if the leader becomes complacent about his spiritual life or about the quality of his ministry, it is likely that his followers will also be complacent about their spiritual lives and about the quality of their ministries.
那所以呢，如果牧羊人他们只是简简单单的就满足于他们自己的属灵生活，还有他们所做的事工的话呢，那他的所领的羊群，他们也会很容易的就满足他们自己属灵生活，还有这个他们。这个事工的这个的品质。
However, if the leader lives a life of integrity and a life of love, the followers will feel loved and cared for and will grow.
但是如果牧羊人他们是这个有品格的，而且很多的爱的话，那他的羊群呢就会觉得受到照顾了，而且呢他们品格也会提升。
If the leader is enthusiastic and communicates his vision that comes from God.It is likely that the congregation will also follow that vision.
如果这个牧羊人他是非常的有热情，而且他是能够有力的把他的神给他的意象传达给他的群众的话，那么这些羊群他们也会一样的热情的来这个遵守这样子的意象。
So how can a church provide the spiritual care that is necessary to protect the shepherd from ruining his life with a fatal flaw.
所以这个教会的成员的会众怎么样对这个牧者提供良好的照顾，所以这些牧者呢，他们不会因为缺乏照顾而他们的生命呢受到摧残了。
And how can the church provide the care that is necessary to help the sheep, the shepherd fulfill his goals for great good?
所以教会的会众呢，怎么样为这些牧者提供良好的照顾，所以他们可以好好的来照顾这些羊群呢？
These are important questions to consider as Pastor Tong begins his ministry with us.
那尤其是因为唐牧师要开始在我们教会来牧养羊群的时候，这更是我们需要深思的问题。
Pastor Tong has been placed in the extraordinary position of being the Chinese congregation pastor.
因为唐牧师神把他带领来这个我们教会要成为中文堂的牧师。
And we must consider how we can give him extraordinary care.So that he can provide the church with extraordinary care.
因为这是一个非凡的地位，所以我们教会怎么样可以给他非凡的照顾，所以让他可以给羊群也有一个非凡的这个带领呢？
1 Timothy chapter 5 verses 17 through 23 can give us some valuable insights on how we can do this.
在提摩太前书五章十七到二十三节可以给我们一些例子，让我们知道如何来做。
So let's begin our study of this passage to discover how the church can provide extraordinary care for Pastor Tong so that he can provide an extraordinary example for us.
所以我们一起来研读这些经文，所以让我们教会知道我们如何为这个唐牧师这个非凡的这个岗位来提供非凡的照顾。
According to this passage, there are two things that the church should do to provide extraordinary care for preaching elders like Pastor Tong.And there are two things that preaching elders like Pastor Tong should do to provide extraordinary care for themselves.
所以按照这段经文呢，我们知道这个有两件事是教会的会众或者是教会能够为唐牧师所提供的。那在这经文当中，我们也知道有两件事是唐牧师他所能够提供为教会所提供的。
Let's begin by taking a look at verses 17 through 21 to discover the things.That a church should do to provide extraordinary care for a teaching elder like Pastor Tong.
那我们从十七到二十一节呢，首先能够看到我们的教会怎么样做提供非凡的照顾，让这个在讲道的长老，就好像唐牧师这样子，能够受到非凡的照顾。
As we study these two areas, let's all commit to live a lifestyle of obedience by providing this type of care for Pastor Tong.
所以当我们在读起这几段圣经的时候，让我们自己能够明白也愿意成为一个受教的人，有受教的心。
The first thing we must do to provide extraordinary care for Pastor Tong can be found in verses 17 through 18.
那在十七到十八节呢，我们就可以学到第一件，我们可以为唐牧师提供怎么样非凡的照顾。
This morning, in order to save time, our translator Mavis will read the verses out loud in Mandarin.And for those of us who do not understand Mandarin, we can read the English version on the screen.
那由于时间的关系，这个翻译呢，他会读中文。那其他不看不懂中文、听不懂中文的，可以看这个上面的英文。那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉。那劳苦传道、教导人的，更当如此，因为经上说。牛在场上踹鼓的时候，不可笼住他的嘴。又说，工人得工价是应当的。
First way that we can provide extraordinary care for Pastor Tong is by providing him with extraordinary honor.
所以第一个，我们为唐牧师能够提供的非凡照顾呢，就是提供他非凡的荣誉。
In fact, according to this passage, we should give him double honor.
那这边讲的是要给他两倍的荣誉。
But what does the Apostle Paul mean by this term double honor?
那这边讲说两倍荣誉是什么意思呢？
There are at least five different theories of what double honor means.
那至少呢有五种这个看法。
First, in the third century, some Christians interpreted this passage to mean that pastors deserved a double portion of the meat that was served at the church love feast.
所以呢，在三世纪的基督徒呢，很多人说这个，也就是说牧师呢得到这个双倍的肉的供养，在这个爱宴的时候呢，他们吃两倍。
So if you ever meet an overweight pastor, you may know that the church is taking good care of him.
所以呢，如果你看到一个好胖胖的牧师的话呢，你就知道说他教会把他照顾得很好。
So second, the context of verses 3-6 is about how the church should take care of widows.
但是我们从上下文来看呢，从三节到十六节当中呢，说教会应该如何来照顾寡妇。
So some commentators have interpreted this phrase to mean that pastors should receive twice the honorarium that was given to the widows at that time.
那有些这个释经书里面呢，就讲说这个可能的可能是在讲说这个牧师应该得到给寡妇所得的的两倍多。
Third, the term elder has two meanings.
但是我们知道呢，这个长老是有两个含义的。
On one hand, it can refer to an elderly person.
那这个第一个呢，是可以说是一个老的人。
On the other hand, it can refer to a spiritually mature leader.
或者说呢，是可以说是一个属灵上面成熟的人。
So some commentators have interpreted this phrase to mean that pastors should receive the honor of both an old man and a spiritually mature leader.
那这也是双倍的荣誉的意思，就是说呢，这个牧师呢，应该得到人家对于老人的尊重、长者的尊重，还有对这个属灵成熟长者的尊重，就是两倍尊重。
Fourth, honor can refer to both respect or to an honorarium.
那但第四呢，就是说这个荣誉呢，可以代表是一个尊重，或者呢是一个酬金。
So this phrase could mean that a pastor deserves both respect and financial compensation.
所以这个两倍的意思呢，也可以说呢是同时又有荣誉又有酬金。
And fifth, this verse could mean that double honor is not due to all elders, but it is only due to those who direct the affairs of the church well and who are involved in the ministry of preaching and teaching.
那最后呢，我们要注意的是，他这个双倍的荣誉呢，不是给所有的教会的长老，而是给这个教会里面呢是服事热心服事，而且呢是在教会的这个事工里面。有这个领导地位的这个长老。
In other words, all elders, even the mediocre ones, are worthy of the Christian's honor due to only their position as an elder.
那但是呢，也这个换句话说呢，所有的长老，即使是呢，就是很一般的长老呢，也是因为他们的地位的关系，长老地位的关系，是值得教会的会众来尊重他们的。
But those elders who do a good job of being an elder are due twice as much of honor.
但是那些做得特别卓越的长老呢，他们就理当得双倍的荣誉。
In other words, the church should make an extraordinary effort to make the elder who serves well to feel special and extraordinarily cared for.
那也就是说呢，这个教会应该特别的注意，要对于教会里面这个特别卓越的长老呢，要让他们觉得他们受到特别的荣誉，而且受到特别的关照。
When our church pastor search committee met over 3 years ago, we agreed that we would not bring in a pastor from overseas unless we believed that he would be an extraordinary good fit for our church.
所以当教会的这个训牧 委员会在3年多前决定要来寻找牧师的时候呢，第一个就觉得说我们尽量不要从海外找牧师，除非这个海外的牧师呢他是特别的有卓越的这个跟我们教会的需要有特别的契合。
We were aware that the visa application process of bringing a pastor from overseas would be long and tedious.
因为我们知道，如果从海外聘请一个牧师的话呢，这个整个过程是会非常的冗长。
So we decided that we would focus our attention on recruiting a pastor or a seminary student who already lived in the United States of America.
所以那个时候叫聘牧委员会呢，决定要把我们的注意力呢集中在刚刚毕业的这些神学院的学生，他们已经是在美国读神学院，已经人在美国了。
But then on July 18, 2014, Elder Dong, our search committee.Chairman received an email from Pastor Tong indicating that he was interested in our church.
但是当在2014年7月14号，那个董长老让我们知道说唐牧师他已经寄来一封信，说他对教会的这个事工有兴趣。
That email was the beginning of our search committee's research into his background.
所以这个啊，唐牧师 email 来呢，我们就开始来看一看这个唐牧师的背景。
We discovered that he had put his faith in Christ while studying at a prestigious university in China.
那我们就认识了唐牧师，知道说他当他在中国一个著名的大学读书的时候，他就已经认识神。
He'd been doing ministry in Singapore with students from a prestigious Singapore university.
那他在新加坡呢，也是在一个非常好的新加坡大学里面跟在做学生的事工。
We began to think that Pastor Tong could be a good fit for ministering to students from prestigious universities in Ithaca.
那我们就觉得说，唐牧师他可能对于在 Ithaca。跟这个这 Ithaca 的这些学生都是在一些著名大学求学的学生当中呢，他应该是一个很适合的人选。
So now let's fast forward through the Skype interviews, the candidating process, and the members vote to offer Pastor Tong a position.
那我们的快速呢，就转过这个中间许多的过程，包括用 Skype 跟唐牧师做面谈，然后呢，他还要来跟我们一块来拜访我们。
We've had a chance to observe Pastor Tong is a godly man of good character, a loving husband and a father, and a gifted communicator.
那我们有机会呢，可以认识到唐牧师，知道说他是一个爱主的人，他也是一个有品格的一个好的父亲跟好的丈夫。
Pastor Tong definitely has the potential to be a preaching, teaching elder who will serve our church well.
所以呢，唐牧师在我们的眼中，我们觉得他有一个很好的、很大的潜力，他可以在我们教会当中呢，成为一个很好的一个讲道的，还有一个教导的一个长者。
So how can we as a church provide Pastor Tong with the extraordinary honor worthy of an elder of his position?
那我们身为一个教会的整体，我们怎么样为唐牧师来提供非凡的荣誉，让他呢这个荣誉是？跟他的这个地位是成正比的。
I'd like to suggest a few things.
那我为你们做一些建议。
First of all, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and several other passages, full-time pastors should be given financial remuneration.
那第一个呢，根据哥林多前书第九章还有其他的经文呢，就讲到说这个全职的牧师他应该得到他们应得的报酬。
But the question is, how much?
那问题是说多少报酬呢
？One principle is that it should be similar with someone, in a secular field with similar education, experience, and skill level.
那我们知道说，其实呢，应该这个报酬应该同等于在其他的这个职业当中呢，这些人他们拥有同样的教育还有经验的各样背景的人是类似的。
The other principle is that it should be an amount that would help him to feel honored.
那这个酬劳呢？第二个这个原则呢，就是要让得到的人觉得说是一个荣幸。
Secondly, we can honor Pastor Tong by writing him notes of encouragement or speaking to him words of encouragement.
那第二个，我们给唐牧师提供非凡的荣誉的方式呢，就是我们可以给他写鼓励的话，或当面跟他说鼓励的话。
In other words, if he preaches a sermon that impacts your spiritual life, or if you witness him demonstrating sacrificial love. Don't just keep it to yourself. Instead, use your words to express your appreciation.
也就是说，如果唐牧师的某一个讲道对你很有感动，或是你见到了唐牧师他的有许多的这个牺牲的爱的表现的时候，你不需要把你这个感谢存在你自己，你应该把它说出来。
Thirdly, give him gifts of appreciation.
最后呢，我们可以呢以礼物来作为感谢。
During this past summer, severalPeople spent several hours of their free time painting and remodeling Pastor Tong's parsonage.
我们知道说，在过去几个月当中，有许多的教会的弟兄姐妹呢，他们在唐牧师他现在住的这个地方啊，清洁打扫，然后油漆。
Now that was a very thoughtful gift of time and energy.
这个实在是呢，是以时间跟我们的时间跟我们的能力跟我们的劳力来成为一个礼物。
We should continue to think of other gifts that we could give Pastor Tong.
那我们相同的也可以继续的想一想，还有没有其他的方式来成为一个礼物来当为这个感谢。
For example, we could take him out to eat make sure that he receives a double portion of meat.
所以呢，例如说，我们可以带他出去吃饭啊，但是吃饭的时候记得一定要给他双倍的肉。
Remember in a past church, I had a friend who was an ophthalmologist and he gave me free eye surgery.
我记得在我以前侍奉的教会当中呢，有一个会员，他是一个眼科医师，然后他呢就免费的为我做眼睛的这个手术。
I used to have a negative 1,000 eyesight, and now one of my eyes is better than 20/20.
所以呢，我以前呢那个近视是非常非常的严重。那现在呢我其中一个眼睛手术之后呢，眼睛是比那个2.0 还要更好。
Now most of us can't really give that extravagant of a gift, but I remember in a previous church, after doing a one-year internship, the youth of that church got a white T-shirt and just signed their names on that T-shirt, and I still have that T-shirt today. It's been about 20 years since I received that.
那另外呢，我还记得在我另外一个以前服事的教会当中，我那个时候还是一个实习的牧师，然后我带着那一群青少年，在我服事一年之后呢，他们就买一个白色的 T-shirt， 上面就签满他们的名字。那这个 T-shirt 呢，我现在还保存，已经过了20年了。
The fourth thing we can do is to pray for him.
那第三个我们能为他提供的非凡荣誉呢，就是祷告。
Let him know that you're praying for him, for his family, and for his ministry, and also ask him how you can pray for him.
那让唐牧师知道说你是为他、为他家人、为他事工来祷告。你也可以问唐牧师还有什么其他的你可以特别为他祷告。
But I think that 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 through 3 offers the best way that we can demonstrate honor to Pastor Tom.
那我相信呢，在哥林多前书三章一到三节呢，可以教导我们怎么样能够在对唐牧师表现我们对他的荣誉。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
Best way that we can honor Pastor Tong is not by giving him a raise or an affirmation or a gift of appreciation.
所以呢，其实最好最好给唐牧师这个特别的荣誉的方式呢，不是说给他升加薪，或是给他送很多礼物。
Best way that we can honor Pastor Tong is by letting his ministry help us to become more like Jesus.
那其实最好的方式呢，是让我们成为他的事工，然后呢，让我们变得更像耶稣。
As the Apostle Paul wrote, if you live a life wholly committed to Jesus, you will be like a letter of recommendation for Pastor Tong.For the people in the local Chinese community to be able to read and to know that Pastor Tong is a loving and godly pastor that you would recommend getting to know.
因为呢，如果你们是一个成为属灵上面一个很成熟的基督徒的话呢，你们就如同是唐牧师的推荐信一样，你们在众人面前，在社区里面，就是唐牧师的推荐信，让众人知道说，唐牧师是一个好的牧者，是一个爱人，是一个牺牲的牧者。
And practically speaking, this means that you demonstrate your loyalty to the Lord, to the church community, and to your pastor through consistent attendance in worship services and other church events.
那也就是说，我们可以从我们在教会里面呢，忠心的服事我们来常常定时的来教会参与这个 worship 崇拜，还有这个聚会呢，就能够让众人知道说我们对神的忠心，对唐牧师的支持。
So even when homework begins to pile up, or even if you just don't feel like getting up, you just want to sleep in on Sunday morning, you show up anyhow.
所以呢，当在今天早上的时候，你可能觉得功课很沉重，或者呢，你只是就懒得起床。那但是呢，你要知道，因为忠诚的缘故，你还是要来。
When you're inconsistent in your attendance, it's like you're writing a letter of recommendation to your community, in which you're basically saying, I don't really recommend Pastor Tom.
也就是说呢，如果你是不定期的来教会，有时来有时不来的话呢，就好像你在为唐牧师写一个推荐信，跟社区的人讲说啊，我其实不是特别喜欢唐牧师。
He's really not that good of a pastor.
啊，他也不是特别好的牧师。
He's not worth listening to.
他也不太值得我来听。
But when you are not only consistent with your attendance, but when you are applying what Pastor Tong teaches you to your life.It's like you're writing a letter of recommendation to the community in which you are saying, I highly recommend Pastor Tong to you, the community in Ithaca.
那也就是说，相反的，如果我们是定期来参加聚会的话呢，那不光是定期参加聚会，而且呢，把唐牧师给我们的教导在生活当中行出来的话，就好像我们写了一个很强有力的推荐信，跟社区的人讲说，我大大的推荐唐牧师。
Pastor Tong's messages have made my life better.
因为唐牧师他的信息让我的生命更好。
And if you get involved in our church, Pastor Tong's messages will make your life better as well.
那如果你也来参加我们的教会的话呢，唐牧师他的信息也可以让你的生活变得更好。
And just as complacency for church can become contagious, so can enthusiasm for church become contagious.
那就好像说满于现状是一个很有传染力的这个心态、啊、对于教会的热情也是相同的，有很大的传染力。
Are you going to infect your church community with complacency or with enthusiasm?
那你想你是想要、啊、传染你的身边的人呢，是让他们满于现状呢，还是让他们充满了活力跟热情？
I hope that you will encourage Pastor TongWith your enthusiastic loyalty to Christ and His church.
我们希望呢，我们能够呢，来荣誉唐牧师，透过我们对神的忠诚跟热情，还有对唐牧师的支持来表现出来。
And so today I challenge you not to settle for giving Pastor Tong just honor.
所以呢，今天我来挑战各位，就让我们知道说，我们不光只是给唐牧师荣誉。
Instead, I encourage you to give Pastor Tong double honor.
但是呢，我要鼓励你们给唐牧师呢是双倍的荣誉。
In other words, don't just give Pastor Tong mediocre care.
也就是说呢，我们不要只是给唐牧师呢这个普通的一般的这个照顾。
Give Pastor Tong extraordinary care.
给唐牧师呢非凡的卓越特别的照顾。
But to provide extraordinary care for Pastor Tong, we should not only provide him with extraordinary honor, but we should also provide him with extraordinary accountability.
那但是呢，我们要记得为唐牧师提供非凡的照顾呢，不光只是给他非凡的荣誉，还要给他提供呢非凡的问责制。
In other words, a system should be set up to protect Pastor Tong from unfair accusations and also to protect him from living in sin.
那也就是说，这个制度呢，能够帮助唐牧师，让他能够不要受到这些谣言的困扰，而且呢，能够帮助他不要犯罪。
Principle can be found in verses 19 through 21.
那第一个呢，我们可以看到怎么做呢？就是从19到21节看到。
The first principle for providing extraordinary accountability for Pastor Tong can be found in verse 19.
那第一个我们能做的事情呢，可以从19节看到。控告长老的橙子，非有两三个见证就不要收。
To provide extraordinary accountability for Pastor Tong, we must first provide extraordinary protection from gossip.
那也就是我们第一个要做呢，是要提供他，让他特别的不受到闲话的干扰。
Unfortunately, many pastors' ministries have been ruined or have lost energy because the pastors have had to.Battle against faceless accusers.
因为我们看到很多教会的牧师在他们事工上面呢，常常就受到毁坏了。那这个原因呢，是因为这些牧师呢，受到一些无名的无目的的的这个闲话的攻击。
A church member approaches the pastor with the dreaded words, "You know, people have been saying such and such about you lately."
那因为有一些会员呢，就会跑来跟唐牧师说：“唐牧师，你知道吗？最近有一些人说你这样这样。”
When asked who are these people, the member says, "Well, he can't break the confidentiality."
那但是如果问这个会员说：“那谁说这些话的呢？”这个会员可能说：“啊，不行，这是秘密，我要保护这个人，不能说。”
So if somebody comes up to you and says, did you hear what did you hear this about Pastor Tom?
那所以如果有人跑来问你说啊，你有听过这个唐牧师做这个这个事情吗？
Ask him, is it something bad?
那你要问的问题是说，是做坏事吗？
If it's not bad, you want to hear.
如果不是要讲坏事的话，你说好，那我要听。
If it is bad, ask is it really anything significant?
那如果真的是不好的事情的话呢？下一个要问是说，这个是有意义的吗？
It's not significant. You don't really want to hear about it.
那如果是没有意义的话呢？你根本就不想要听。
If it is significant, ask them have at least two of you witness Pastor Tong do something wrong, and have you already talked to Pastor Tong about it?
那如果是一个有意义的坏事的话呢？那你就要问你问这个人说，是不是至少有两个人看到唐牧师做这样的错事呢？那你们当面跟唐牧师说过这样的事情了吗
？If not, tell them that the two of them should first go to talk to Pastor Tong to clear it up with him.
那如果呢啊，这两个还没有跟唐牧师谈的话，那这两个见到这个事情的人呢，应该当面的去跟唐牧师啊厘清这个事情。
If they've already done that, ask them.Are you willing to go with me to confront Pastor Tong together?
那如果这两个见到唐牧师做这个事情的人已经跟唐牧师谈过的话呢，那你应该问他们说，你们愿意跟我一起当面去跟唐牧师谈吗？
If they're not willing to do this, tell them that you're not interested in hearing their accusation or getting involved.
如果他们不愿意跟你一起做这样的事情的话，你可以告诉他说，我对你们的指控呢没有兴趣。
They are willing, ask them about their accusation and decide for yourself whether this is an issue that is worthy to bring up to Pastor Tong. But in the meantime, do not gossip about this issue to others.
那如果这样愿意跟你做这个事情去跟唐牧师谈的话呢，你就要思想这个问题是不是真的值得啊，你们这样做。那但是在你考虑的当中呢，不要到处去散布这些话。
If Christians would follow these guidelines, not only for pastors, but for each other, most of church gossip would be squelched.
如果每一个基督徒呢，都是遵守这样的原则，不光只是对牧师，而是对彼此都是这样子的话呢，教会里面许多许多谣言都是不攻而破的。
The second principle for providing extraordinary accountability for Pastor Tong can be found in verse 20.
那第二个能够提供一个这个有这个特别的问责制，我们能做的呢？我们可以在二十节里面看到。
According to this verse, extraordinary accountability requires extraordinary discipline.
犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。也就是说，这个啊，我们必须要有一个非常的严谨的制度。
According to this verse, if an elder or pastor sins, they should be rebuked publicly.
也就是说，这个教会里面犯罪的长老或是牧师，必须要在众人面前得到责备。
Of course, the Apostle Paul is not speaking about every sin that a church leader commits. If I was rebuked for every sin I committed this past week, we would be spending the whole worship service rebuking me.
但是我知道说这个使徒保罗他的意思不是说在这个牧师或是长老呢他们所犯的每一个这个罪犯的事情都要受到责备，因为如果是我必须要为我这过去一整个礼拜所犯的罪来受到责备的话，那我们可能今天一整个早上就是我要站在这边受到你们的责备。
Instead, the Apostle Paul is talking about grievous sins that do great harm to the honor of this church and to the glory of God.
那使徒保罗讲的这个罪呢，是一个这个严重的罪，是会造成教会跟信徒他们里面的很多伤害的这种罪。
These sins would be like adultery or embezzlement.
他可能是犯奸淫的罪，或者犯偷盗的罪。
But why should the pastor or the elder be rebuked publicly?
但是为什么这个长老跟牧师必须要在众人面前受到责备呢？
Apostle Paul says that it should be done so that others will be warned.
使徒保罗说，因为这样叫其他的人也可以惧怕。
In other words, it should be done so that people know that sin has consequences and it will not be tolerated.
也就是说，要众人都知道罪是有后果的，而且是不容这个包容的。
But couldn't these public rebukes have the danger for abuse?
但是呢，这个当众的责备呢，是有可能会造成啊这个滥用的。
Couldn't innocent pastors get hurt, or couldn't the situation be blown out of proportion?
啊，有可能是因为无辜的牧师呢受到责备了，或者是呢这个事件呢被无限制的扩大了。
That's why the Apostle Paul indicates in verse 21 that extraordinary accountability not only requires extraordinary protection from gossip, extraordinary discipline, but also requires extraordinary fairness.
那也就是说呢，为什么使徒保罗在里面讲说这个啊非凡的问责制呢，必须要包括啊特别的保护，不遭受闲话，还有一个非凡的纪律，最后呢必须要有特别的公平性。
Apostle Paul tells Timothy that when he needs to get involved in church discipline, that he should not let personal feelings of preference or church politics get in the way of a fair investigation of the claims.
那也就是说，使徒保罗对提摩太说，当你在做这些裁决的时候呢，你必须不能让你个人的感觉来或者是教会里面这个人事的纷争来影响你做的决定。
And it should not get in the way of the necessary consequences of the investigation.
而且呢，这些也不能影响啊对这些罪所必须受到的这个后果。
In order for Timothy to and the church to be fair, the Apostle Paul gives three guidelines for administering a fair judgment.
那所以呢，这个使徒保罗他对提摩太还有教会的长老们提供了一些原则，来让他们能够啊提供这个非凡的公平性。
First of all, he should remember the audience.
第一个要记得说观众是谁。
According to this verse, God the Father, God the Son, and the elect angels.Are all observing how fairly the implementation of the investigation is taking place.
我们要记得是父神这个圣灵跟圣子，他们是正在看着你们怎么样来做这件事情。
Secondly, the church should remember not to be partial or prejudiced.
第二呢，要注意我们不要有成见，不要有偏见。
In other words, the church shouldn't be too harsh.On a fellow preaching elder when he doesn't have a pleasing personality.
也就是说，对于一个不是特别受到欢迎的一个在讲道的长老来讲呢，我们不能对他有特别的偏见。
But also, they should not show favoritism.
那而且呢，相反的，也不能够要偏心。
In other words, he should not let the fellow preaching elder off too easy.Just because he personally likes him.
也就是说，不要让这个长者呢，因为他人家比较喜欢他，所以呢，他就受到的惩罚就比较少。
So the extraordinary position of a preaching elder deserves the extraordinary care of extraordinary honor and extraordinary accountability.
那也就是说呢，我们怎么样非凡的照顾这些教会的这个领导者呢？就是要给他们有特别的荣誉，还要给他们有特别的这个。
But,
这特别的问责制。
But if a preaching elder doesn't take care of himself, he will not be able to have an effective ministry, no matter how extraordinary the care that the church provides for him.
但是如果这个牧师他自己不照顾好自己的话呢，不管教会如何的特别的来照顾他，他的事工呢都是没有成效的。
So let's take a look at the last part of verse 22 and also in verse 23 to find out.How preaching elders like Pastor Tong should take care of themselves.
那我们在二十二跟二十三节呢，就可以看到这个牧师怎么样自己照顾，怎么样照顾自己，给人行按手的礼，不可急促，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。因你胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
Now these verses don't seem to fit the context.
这个是不是好像不太对啊？
In the previous verses and in the preceding verses, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy how the church should take care of the needs of the elders. But in these verses, the Apostle Paul encourages Timothy to take care of both his spiritual and physical needs.
因为在前面的经文呢，这个使徒保罗是告诉提摩太他的教会应该怎么样照顾他。但是最后这两节呢，他是告诉提摩太怎么样照顾自己属灵的跟身体上面的健康。
So why are these verses stuck in the middle of this passage like this?
那为什么这两段经文在这边出现呢？
It's because Timothy played the part of the head elder in the church.
因为提摩太呢，他在他的教会当中是一个长老里面的领袖。
He was the first among equals, the overseers of many overseers.
因为呢，他是领导者的领导。
So the Apostle Paul was concerned for the spiritual and physical health of Timothy.
这就是为什么使徒保罗他对提摩太他属灵的跟身体的这个照顾呢，他特别的关照。
He knew that Timothy's condition would affect the spiritual health of the other elders, and that would ultimately affect the spiritual health of the entire congregation.
因为提摩太他自己的状态呢，就会大大的影响其他这个长老的状态，那些长老状态就会影响到教会这个整个教会的状态。
So the Apostle Paul tells the spiritual shepherd of the church two ways that he needed to take care of himself so that he would have the spiritual strength to take care of his flock.
那所以使徒保罗他告诉这个牧者怎么样照顾他自己，所以他可以来照顾其他人属灵上的需要。
But Pastor Tong, you and I are the spiritual leaders of this church.
唐牧师，你跟我是我们教会里面的牧者。
So together, let's both take the advice of the Apostle Paul so that we have the spiritual strength to take care of the flock the way that the Lord has entrusted us to.
所以你跟我要一起来遵守使徒保罗所给我们的教导，让我们因为如此，我们就可以来照顾教会里面属灵的需要。
So according to the Apostle Paul, the first thing that we need to do is to keep ourselves pure.
那第一个使徒保罗教导我们必须要做的呢，就是我们必须要圣洁。
In other words, we need to take care of our spiritual health.
也就是说，第一个，我们属灵上的健康我们要照顾。
Now, why would the Apostle Paul need to tell Timothy to do this?
为什么使徒保罗必须要告诉提摩太做这些事情呢？
Wasn't Timothy already a spiritual giant who already had a commitment to purity?
那提摩太不是已经是属灵的巨人，他已经是非常圣洁了吗？
But there's a saying that if absolute power corrupts absolutely, then spiritual power corrupts spiritually.
那如果说绝对的极权它会绝对的这个腐坏的话，那么属灵上面的这个圣洁呢就会在属灵里面败坏。
You see, it's easy for a spiritual leader to begin to justify wrong actions.
因为呢很容易在成为属灵的领袖的时候呢，我们就自己就为我们自己的过错呢来辩护。
We can start to think I'm doing so much good for God, surely it doesn't matter if I compromise a little bit in this area.
那我们就想说，我为神做了这么多的好的事情，所以在这个上面呢，我稍微有点疏忽呢，应该也还可以吧。
We can begin to think my ultimate goal is so good, so certainly it won't hurt if I compromise my ethics a little bit or if I manipulate my followers a little.
那我们心里会想说，我的最终的这个目标呢，非常的清楚，也非常的好。所以让这个过程当中呢，我稍微妥协一下啊，或者说稍微操弄一下我的会友呢，应该也还可以吧。
You see, success can bring forth pride.
因为呢，成功会为我们带来骄傲。
And failures can bring forth discouragement and bitterness.
失败呢，也会为我们带来这个挫败。
And any of those consequences can breed a temptation to compromise.
那任何一样这样子的后果呢，都会让我们里面生出一些想要妥协的这个意念。
So every Timothy needs an Apostle Paul to tell him, keep yourselves pure.
所以呢，每一个提摩太都需要有一个使徒保罗来提醒他，要让他们自己属灵上成为圣洁。
Every spiritual leader needs someone who can hold him accountable for his spiritual life, a personwho can gently but firmly say, dude, you're slipping.
那也就是说每一个属灵的长者都需要有人在旁边来督促他，所以就是好像有人在旁边跟你讲说，哎，你要注意一下哦，你现在是不是属灵在走下坡了。
We need someone to ask us about questions about our motives and the areas in which we are tempted.
那我们必须要有人常常来问我们关于我们的动机是什么，还有我们的这个行为背后是要我们的目的是什么。
We need someone who will love us just the way that we are, but also challenge us to become everything that God wants us to be.
我们必须要有人能够来无条件的爱我们，但是呢又愿意来挑战我们，让我们常常思想神在我们身上的心意在哪里。
So as shepherds of the flock, let's remind each other to keep ourselves pure.
因为我们是牧羊人，让我们时时地提醒我们自己要成为圣洁。
So let's encourage each other and challenge each other. Let's ask each other the hard questions so that we don't drift into impurity.
所以让我们彼此督促，彼此鼓励，让我们彼此问这些非常困难的问题，让我们能够坚守我们自己的信念。
But instead, let's set the example for the flock.
而且呢，我们必须要成为这个羊群的的典范。
And let's be open to people within our church to also challenge us.Purity as well.
当教会里面有人 来问我们关于我们自己圣洁的这个问题的时候呢，我们必须要勇敢的面对。
But the Apostle Paul was not only concerned about Timothy's spiritual needs, but he was also concerned about Timothy's physical needs.
但使徒保罗不光只是关心提摩太他属灵上面的健康，他也关心到他肉体上面的健康。
That's why the Apostle Paul told Timothy to drink wine.
所以呢，这个使徒保罗叫提摩太要喝酒。
It's possible that Timothy may have chosen not to drink wine because he had remembered that the Apostle Paul had written in 1 Timothy 3:3 that elders should not be given to drunkenness.
因为呢，这个有可能是因为提摩太他已经决定他不要喝酒，因为使徒保罗他在提摩太前书三章三节已经说不要酗酒，所以他愿意这样不喝酒来遵守使徒保罗的话。
It's possible that Timothy had decided that in order to keep himself pure, that he needed to become a total abstainer from alcohol.
所以可能提摩太他已经决定了他自己要成为圣洁，其中一步呢就是让他完全不要碰到酒。
And total abstinence from alcohol may be a good option for some of us.
那完全不喝酒呢，可能对许多的基督徒是一个好的事情。
But for Timothy, it was unwise for him to abstain from alcohol because he needed it for medical reasons.
但是呢，对提摩太来讲呢，可能不是一个最好的做法，因为他需要这一点酒呢，是因为身体健康的缘故。
And if he did not drink wine, it would have an adverse effect on his stomach.
那如果他不喝一点酒的话呢，可能对他的胃反而是不好的。
And the potential poor health could potentially jeopardize the effectiveness of his ministry.
那如果他的身体不好的话呢，其实很有可能会造成他在事工上面的这个没有效果。
So the Apostle Paul says, drink wine for your stomach's sake.
所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，为了你的胃的关系呢，你可以稍微用点酒。
Spiritual leaders are sometimes guilty of ruining their health for spiritual reasons.
那属灵的领导呢，常常会说因为属灵的缘故，他们就伤害了自己的身体了。
They can work excessive hours because the job never seems to get done.
他们可以呢工作非常长的时间，因为他们的工作好像从来都不能停。
They can eat too much food because they go out to eat at the buffets with their congregants often and they want to get their money's worth.
那呢，他也有可能呢，这个会众带他们去吃饭，去 buffet 吃饭的时候呢，为了要让这个钱花了这个够本，所以呢，他就拼命的吃。
And the result can be that they get burned out, or their children and their wives can become resentful because they don't have time for them.
那结果呢，可能是这个牧师呢，他已经都精疲力尽了，所以他的孩子跟他的太太呢，就成为受害者了。
And the result is that the quality of their ministry and the quality of their example begins to slip.
那结果呢，也就是事工的这个品质，还有他们成为典范的这个品质呢，都下降。
So Pastor Tong, don't only take care of your spiritual health, but also take care of your physical health.
所以唐牧师不单是要照顾你自己属灵上的健康，你也要照顾身体上的健康。
Make sure you eat the right food, get plenty of exercise, and plenty of sleep.
记得要吃好的东西，然后要常常运动，要有足够睡眠。
Make sure that on the day your days off, that you take a break from work and spend it with your family.
那当你在你放假的时候呢，你就不要工作，然后花时间跟你的家人在一起。
In this way, you're not only taking care of yourself, but you are also setting a good example for the flock.
你如果这样做的话，你不光是照顾了你自己，你也是为你的会众设立一个好的榜样。
God has blessed our church by bringing Pastor Tong and his family to us.
那神很祝福我们教会，他把唐牧师跟他的家人带到我们当中。
As a preaching elder, Pastor Tong has an extraordinary position and he has extraordinary potential to make an extraordinary impact on our church and on our community.
那身为一个 是传道的讲道的牧者。唐牧师呢，他是在一个非常非凡的岗位，他能够提供一个非凡的事工，让我们教会得到非凡的照顾。
So let's make sure that we provide extraordinary care for him by providing him with extraordinary honor and extraordinary accountability, and by encouraging him to take extraordinary care of himself.
那所以教会他，我们必须要能够让我们自己呢，能够为唐牧师提供非凡的照顾，也就是让给他有一个非凡的这个荣誉，然后呢，要有一个提供非凡的问责制，最后呢，要让唐牧师要非凡的好好的照顾他自己。
As mentioned earlier today, one of the best ways that we can honor Pastor Tong is by praying for him.
那我刚刚也提到，我们怎么样给唐牧师一个非凡的荣誉呢？其中一个做法就是为他祷告。
And so today, as we install Pastor Tong into our church as pastor of the Chinese congregation, I would like to ask a group of local and continental leaders to come on stage to lay their hands on Pastor Tong to pray for him.
那今天呢，为唐牧师的就职，我们有这个当地的属灵的灵长者，还有这个北美的属灵的长者也来到我们当中，要为唐牧师祷告。
Let me introduce you to them before they come on stage.